Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here from Turn the Light On. Hey, we had some technical difficulties last week with the program that me and Martita did on justification and sanctification. So we're going to rerun those programs for you guys because a lot of you were like, hey, we wanted to hear the rest of it. So just as you wanted to hear the rest of it, we want you to hear the rest of it. So here's a rerun of last week's two programs and then we'll see you guys again soon. Is Martita Stanton. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yeah, we actually started a program yesterday on Christianese terms in the Bible, and I just thought it was really a great program. We talked about justification, and so I want to hit up a secondary Christianese term today. What do you think that one is?
Sanctification.
Yes. So, you know, you've been sanctified, brother. Right? Yes. You know, it's like, what does that mean? I'm like, you know, if some new believer or even just a lost person comes up and you just looked at them and go, yeah, you need sanctification. They're going to look at you like your head spinning in a circle or something.
I've had believers.
What is that?
There's believers for years. I have to be honest, for years I didn't understand this word.
Right.
I was like, I'm sanctified. And then somebody will say, what is it? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm sanctified.
That's so good. You know, well, let's look into it a little bit. You know, if we look at John chapter 17, verse 16 through 19. Let's read it in the Amplified because I'm really wanting to get a general idea of this. It says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Set them apart for your purposes. Make them holy. Your word is truth. Just as you commissioned and sent me into the world, I also have commissioned and sent them, believers, into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will, so that they also may be sanctified and set apart, dedicated and made holy in your truth. That's a powerful statement right there.
You know, I sat there and we've talked about meditation before.
Right.
That's another Christianese that we need to explain better.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, I read this verse and I sat there and I was meditating on it, which means I was trying to understand.
Pondering
yes,
it.
And to get a
Exploring
hold of it.
It.
And when he says, and here when he says, you commissioned and send me into the world, God the Father commissioned Jesus Christ to be sent into the world. He commissioned him. He gave him a purpose and a job to do when he got here. And then Jesus says, and I also have commissioned and send them believers, us, into the world. So now we're doing Jesus's work.
Oh, yeah.
He did it here. He was here for 3 years. Now he's in heaven. We're his ambassadors. We represent him. We are his workers. So our job, a lot of people say to me, Martita, what is God's purpose for my life? To do what he did.
Right.
To share the gospel, to love people, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to spread his word and love,
yes, yes.
To bring people to the kingdom. When we die, the only thing I can take is people with me.
That's right. And I want to take a bunch.
Yes.
You know, Jesus lived in this world for us, but he didn't live the way that humans do. He did not sin. You see, he became that sanctification, and he who knew no sin, you know, became sin for us. That's that process, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. He was the perfect example of how we can live and what we can do in him, you know, because he's the foundation, he's the glue. Without him, we can't become him. But no. If we look at him by faith, like we talked about yesterday, you know, put ourselves in him. I talk about this all the time.
Yes.
Being in him, not for him, not with him, but when we are in him, we are the righteousness of God.
And we do it in
sanctified.
Faith. We believe and totally trust that this is the truth.
Yeah.
So sanctify them in the truth. The word, the meaning of it, set them apart for your purpose.
Yes.
Make them holy.
Yes.
It is so important. You understand that when you are saved, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you're separated. You become a new creation. You are to act different.
Right.
Live a different life. Everything yeah. changes. The old is gone. It's a new life.
So good. And it's all through the blood of Jesus. I mean, let's talk about that for a second, you know. I mean, he who knew no sin became sin for us so we could be the righteousness of God in him. How did he do that? He was sinless because he was born of a virgin, right?
Correct.
And he was created in by the Holy Spirit in Mary.
Yes.
Right? And he was the same human being that Adam was before he sinned. You see, before Adam sinned, he was sanctified. He was justified. He was holy.
He was perfect.
He had no sin. So here we have a recreation. That's why they consider Jesus the second Adam.
Yes.
They use that term as one of the terms for Jesus. You know, that he was the second Adam. He was recreated in the likeness of the first man, yet he gave his life to redeem all men so that we could become, you know, through his blood sacrifice, washed and cleansed and what?
Sanctified. Let's go over this real quick, because a lot of people, and I was one of those people that used to say, yeah, but that was Jesus. He was God.
Right.
And I'm just a human being.
Oh, that's good. Come on.
So let's go there. First of all, Adam was perfect, just as Jesus was when he was brought here. Adam had no sin in him. His blood was pure. And he had one temptation. One temptation. And he failed. Now Jesus is living in the world full of people. Adam is only Adam and Eve. So it's the two of them. Now Jesus is living in a place where it's full of people. And sin is everywhere. Where Adam was living, there was no sin.
Right. He's okay. In the garden.
Yes. Jesus lived just like you and me. He was born. He had child issues. He had siblings. He had to work. He'd lived
a
life.
Had to do chores.
Yeah, there was sickness.
That.
There was hunger. There was everything that we face. He was a
all
man.
Around him.
He was a man. He had the same temptations that every male
right.
out there has.
Right.
Every single one of them. Yet he chose not to sin.
Right. Because sin didn't have any bearing in him.
It
had no grip on him. Because, you know, we all inherited sin from Adam. It was all passed down to us.
But he came with pure blood. But
pure.
If he can do it down here with every temptation, once we are saved and we are justified and sanctified, so we
right.
are free from sin. When we got, as we spoke yesterday, we were completely freed from sin. Sin has no power over us any longer.
Right.
And we are sanctified, which is set apart from that now. And we have his DNA,
right.
his inheritance. Our Father now is the Lord himself. Now we are to walk like Jesus did.
Right. Let's talk covenant for a second, you know, because
oh my gosh.
The old covenant, you know, that we had to use blood, goats, of goats and bulls, and, you know, we had to try to sanctify ourselves, you know, without, you know, the ability to forever, once and for all, be freed from that, you know. But I love in Hebrews, it says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God? What does sanctification look like? You have had your conscience purged of every dead work. You're the righteousness of God, which is another Christianese term. You know, you've been justified, and now you are sanctified. You are holy.
Yes.
When you say you've been sanctified, that means that you are actually as holy as God is.
Oh my gosh. that's
when you say it that way, it's like, yes, that can't be possible. But it's the only way it works.
In Christ, it is possible.
Now, yes, it's not in your own works.
And understand that the blood...
But it's by faith in what that's what Jesus gave us, the holiness of God.
And as you were talking about the blood, the bulls, when they did the sacrifice, it kind of just covered or paid for our sins for a year. And then it was done. When Jesus did it, the sins were paid forever.
Once and for all.
And we were cleansed from inside out.
Yes.
It's not just a covering.
Right.
Our spirit.
It's a purging.
Yes. Our spirit is completely cleansed and transformed. And the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside our spirit.
Yes.
So they become one.
Well, you know, that's the one of the keys. You see, God can't live inside an unholy vessel.
Correct.
So we had to be made holy and perfect and righteous so that the presence of God could actually come back and live inside us. I believe the presence of God lived in Adam and Eve before they sinned, that God was with them.
Yes.
Not just with them, but in them. They were a part of him. And then there was that sin separated us.
Yes.
It tore us loose from his presence and from him being in us. And then now we're working towards, through Christ, actually allowing God back into our lives.
So what you're saying is that Adam took us away from the Lord. Jesus brought us back to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Now we were broken, and now we've been reconciled. Our relationship with the Father has become new and reconciled. We're back with the Lord. And that's...
through sanctification, it's the only way you can have a relationship with the Holy God. It's the only way that you can experience the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let's continue reading from the Amplified. It says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, that is, separate you from profane and vulgar things, make you pure and whole and undamaged." Listen to these words. "Consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." I mean, let's talk about that word blameless for a minute.
Okay.
Blameless. Without blame.
Yes.
You can't live a blameless life. The Bible commands us to live a blameless life, but you can't do it apart from Jesus.
No, it's impossible.
Apart from sanctification by faith in the cross and believing on Jesus, there is no way you can live a blameless life.
And I want to bring this up because out there I hear this a lot. "Well, I've been forgiven, so I can live whatever lifestyle I want."
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Because
I have
been forgiven.
License to sin.
Yes. But hear this. When he says in here, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, that is, separate you from profane and vulgar things, make you pure and whole and undamaged, consecrated to him."
Yeah.
"And set apart for his purpose." What he's saying here, you've been saved, you've been cleansed, stay on that cleanliness. Yeah. And we can do it now because we have the Holy Spirit, and sin doesn't have a hold on us. But if we allow it, we can give sin a hold on us again.
Right.
And the Lord provided, so we're not there anymore. So there's no excuse. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I walk in the Spirit, in other words, if I stay attached, and I have that verse, hold it.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I got to find it.
It's all right.
"He is the vine." Here it is. Yeah. So I'm reading, yes, Lord, John 15:1-8. This is a New Living Translation. "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you.
Wow.
Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to the Father.
That is so good.
So you know what this brought to me is, in the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of life and a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Everybody talks about the tree of the good, knowledge of good and evil. And we cannot ignore the tree of life. But the truth is that back then, they had to eat of this tree to stay alive forever.
Right.
That's why when they sinned, they had to be taken out of the garden so they wouldn't live and sin for the rest of their life. The Lord did it out of mercy.
Sure.
Now Christ is that vine. Okay, and we stay attached to him and we have life forever.
Yeah.
And now we are that fruit that brings life to the world.
He is the tree of life now.
Yes. And now because we are we're one of the branches, the fruit grows in us and people can eat of that fruit. We are that fruit that brings God to them so they can have the life of Christ.
That's so good.
The word says to walk in the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit, you see the fruit.
Yes.
We are the fruit. We are to have that love, peace, joy, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's all part of it, but we get it in Christ.
That is so good. So basically in him, you know, we are set apart from the world. God is setting us apart. You know, he is setting us up for his purpose in our life.
Yes.
If you're out there today, God wants to set you up for his purpose, for his plan. He created you with purpose and with giftings and all of that. And, you know, you can do it. You can take this step of faith and you can walk into a relationship with God through Christ. And
stay attached to him. So how do you stay attached?
I stay attached by first and foremost knowing who I am in Christ. You've got to know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because the world is going to, you're going to slip, you're going to fall. And if you keep allowing the world to beat you up over things that you're doing, you'll continually focus on your sin. And to be sin-focused is to be carnally minded. It's carnal. And the end of that road is death. But to be, you know, God-minded, to be spiritually minded, is life in Christ. So I've got to do everything within my power to reject the world's, you know, philosophies, the world's thoughts, the world's ideas. And the only way to do that is to be in God's word, to be in prayer, and to
hang out with people that believe the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Because church.
Yes, go to the right places, because it makes a difference who you're listening to, what you're watching on TV, how you live your life. And as you said in here, and you said it, I am the righteousness in Christ. That's another Christianese word, is that you have been made right with Christ, that you are reconciled with the Father, that you have a relationship with them, and that's how you can walk it. So that's one of the ways. We were trying to bring you steps that, because a lot of times we go, yeah, but how do I do that? Spend time with the Lord. How do I do that? Talk to him.
Sure.
Like Kevin and I are talking here. I talk to the Lord. When I talk I take my walks and I listen to a program, or I put the word on and I listen to it. And when I hear something, I'll stop. I said, okay, Lord, how do I do that? And I start talking to him.
Sure.
Spend time and then be quiet and listen.
Yeah.
Because he talks.
Sure he does.
He just listen.
You just got to learn to recognize his voice.
Yes.
He's speaking all the time to you.
Yes.
You know, I think that there's people out there that are like, you know, this all sounds good, but I feel like how do I get started? You know, you need to allow Jesus to become part of your life. You've got to allow that finished work of the cross to become part of you. And that's where being sanctified comes into work, you know, because I think earlier you were saying that, you know, all these bad things, you know, profane things and all that in that scripture, you know, people are like, well, I have a license to sin, I can do that. No, the sanctification process separates you from those things, and you don't want to do them anymore because you realize, you recognize that you are now holy.
Yes.
When you are holy, you don't want to lose that for anything. You want to hang on to that. And I think the only way we can hang on to that is by faith. You know, if we look at our actions and we look at our lives and we think that we're going to see ourselves as holy, we're kind of crazy, because the only way you're ever going to see yourself holy is to know by faith and believe by faith that Jesus made you holy.
And
you're
never
going to do it in your own merit.
I'm going to share something. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, one time somebody said, let's go do this. And I said, no, I can't do that. And he says, but your dad is not watching. Your mom is not watching. I said, no, but I love my parents so much and I respect them so much that even if I did that and they found out, it will break their heart.
Right.
And because I love them so much, we had such a good relationship, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Well, with Jesus Christ, is the same way. He loves me so much. He's done so much for me, and I love him so much that I don't want to do things that's going to break his heart.
Right.
I love him. And then the less I do, you know, the more I love him, the less I want to do those things.
Yeah.
And the more peace I have, because those things destroy you.
They really do.
You might have fun for 5 minutes, but you will pay later for the misery of it.
Yeah.
But I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I want to, because I love him so much, and I don't want to break his heart.
Yeah, that's so good. I almost think that's the fear of the Lord. It's
yes.
Not like I'm afraid God's going to thwart me and he's going to hit me or punish me. You know, I think it's more the fear of the Lord is knowing that, you know what, if I'm not attached to that vine, I'm not going to be able to produce fruit, and I'm not going to have a relationship with God, and I don't want to lose my relationship with him. That fear of the Lord is knowing that he's holy, so I need to be holy, and I need to live the best life that I can. Now, we're not going to live a perfect life.
No.
I get that, guys.
Yeah.
But we need to live the holiest life that we can, and then let Jesus' blood cleanse us and wash us and make us, fit for service in the kingdom of God. I mean, you know, it's so powerful.
When you're attached,
the love of God.
When you're attached, when the branch is attached to the main core, all the nutrition comes through that.
Yes.
All the support comes through that. So if we attach ourselves to Jesus and stay there, his peace, his strength, his knowledge, his wisdom, everything flows through it. He is our strength to be able to live that holy life.
That's so good. So guys, I hope you're enjoying this. We are talking Christianese today on Turn the Light On, and you are sanctified. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Jesus, you are awesome.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We hope you're enjoying Turn the Light On, and we hope you're enjoying learning to talk Christianese here on the program. So yesterday it was justified, today it's sanctified. And
we're simplifying the words.
Yeah, and we're just bringing it and making it real. So, Martita, we were looking at, over the break, scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 through 8. And why don't you go ahead and read that? It's in the Amplified, but it really tells the story. So, guys, listen to this scripture, and then I've got a little key point that I want to share with you.
Finally, believers, we ask and admonish you in the Lord Jesus that you follow the instruction that you received from us about how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are actually doing, and that you excel even more and more, pursuing a life of purpose and living in a way that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. For you know what commandments and precepts we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, that you be sanctified, separated and set apart from sin, that you abstain and back away from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, being available for God's purpose and separated from things profane, not to be used in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God and are ignorant of his will, and that in this matter of sexual misconduct, no man shall transgress and defraud his brother, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things.
That's so good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to take you over to verse 3 real quick, and it says, this is the will of God. You ever wondered, God, what is your will for my life? That you be sanctified.
Yes.
Separated and set apart from sin. You see, the goal of all of this is that you would excel even more and more. And look at this, pursuing a life of purpose. Guys, God has a life of purpose for each and every one of you so that you can live in a way that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. So what is God really looking for you to do? To be sanctified and then live a life of thanksgiving, just to be set apart and then just say, Lord, I'm so grateful.
Yes.
That you've done this for me and that you've done it for all of you guys out there. You have all been washed clean. And every sin that you've ever committed has been paid for. Will you make that choice to allow Jesus into your life so that he can sanctify you, set you apart, and then you can bring glory to God? See, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. God
Amen.
Bless you guys. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.